at all at that time. And he sold black women to white men who wanted to fulfill their fantasy of having sex with a black woman. If you read the autobiography of Malcolm X, one white man was so sick that all he wanted the black woman to do was sprinkle powder on him. And that's how he got his pleasure. Because a black woman who was naked sprinkled powder on him. Now, we've been hanging around white people so long, we just as crazy today. Which is a shame. Now, Malcolm X was a numbers runner. Is that right? See, numbers is before the mafia legalized gambling. And you go to the black community, what's your number? 333? What's your number? 275? What's your number, right? You get everybody's number. They give you their money. You go back to the mob boss. He say, well, he pulls a number. If they number hit, they win maybe $1,000, maybe, right? If not, they keep the money. He used to run numbers, illegal gambling. Now you call it the pick one, right? Or the pick three or whatever. Little lotto. Scratch off. That's what you call it now. But all it was then was a numbers racket. Y'all got that? He was a numbers runner. He used to break in people's houses. Sometimes they were in the house. Sometimes they weren't. He was a burglar. Is that right? Now, on the street, he was called Detroit Red. Or Red. Or Dirty Red, right? That's what his name was on the streets of Harlem. Right? He was not in any way doing anything to help black people. Like many of us, right? Not doing a damn thing to help black folks. Just doing things to destroy black people, right? Now, but the thing that changed Malcolm X's life is not that he went to jail. Jail may change your life for the good or the bad, right? Because when he went to jail, he became worse than he was on the street. How do you know? If you read the autobiography, it says that the inmates in prison gave him what nickname? Satan, is that right? So now, how do you go from being Detroit Red, Dirty Red, or Red on the street? Then you get locked up and you in prison with murderers, rapists, y'all got that? Pimps, hustlers, gangbangers, pedophiles, serial killers. And then they give you the nickname of Satan. How does it look for a man that killed 20 people to call you Satan? I mean, you must be a bad man. You must be doing something so wicked that the wicked call you Satan. So this man was Satan in prison. And the convicts were afraid of him. But what changed him around? It wasn't the church. I'm sorry. It wasn't the church. He was, if you read the book, he didn't have no good words for Jesus at all. I'm talking about the white Jesus, because the white Jesus don't give a damn about you. I'm just going to let you know. White Jesus don't love black folks. Because how could he be the Jesus of the Ku Klux Klan and the Jesus of black people at the same time? Come on. Okay, now, so when this man was in prison, see, the movie would tell you that there was a brother in prison named Brother Baines, and Brother Baines was a Muslim. And Brother Baines is the one that made Malcolm X a Muslim. No, that's not true. See, the movie is not true. The movie is partly true, but anything that's half true is a lie. When your child tells you a half truth, you smack him in the mouth and say, that's a lie. Is that right? Because they're leaving something out so they can deceive you. That's why you would leave something out. You tell part of the truth. Okay? So now, what happened was Malcolm was in prison and his brother, Reginald, who had become a Muslim. His whole family became Muslims. Wilbert became a Muslim. Philbert became a Muslim. His half-sister Ella became a Muslim. And the family sent Reginald to Malcolm to make Malcolm a Muslim. Right? And the family went to the most honorable Elijah Muhammad and said, if he writes you, dear holy apostle, will you write him back? Because we want him to be a Muslim. Y'all got me?
Yes, sir.
So now Reginald went in and said, look, if you want to get out of jail, you got to do two things. Stop smoking and stop eating pork. And I can get you out of jail. So Malcolm thought, look, am I going to get sick and then they're going to let me go? What's going to happen? Notice the first thing he told him was stop eating pork. Some of y'all need to stop eating pork. Right now, today.
That's
throw it in the trash can. Now, so Malcolm.